We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Sziasztok, beloved viewers. Sziasztok means greetings in Hungarian, a language spoken by around 10 million people in Hungary. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, APS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafu, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10 en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com
with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Italy helps ethnic groups of Olac of Vietnam enhance their well-being. In sustainable agriculture news, non-till planting assists Malawi farmers in coping with climate change. In animal news, Scottish researchers find that learning plays a part in avian nest building. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 6th, acclaimed Portuguese poet and writer Miss Sofia de Meio Brainerd Anderson was born in 1919 in Porto, Portugal. She was one of the country's most distinguished poets of the second half of the 20th century. Miss Anderson defined poetry as an art of being and said it required a consciousness that ran deeper than her intellect. She published over 20 collections of poetry, as well as short stories and popular children's books, with her work translated into over 7 languages. Among her many honors were the 2003 Queen Sofia Prize for Latin American Poetry and the 1999 Camões Prize, the most important literary accolade for the Portuguese language. May exceptional talents such as Miss Sofia de Meio Brainerd Anderson continue to creatively express the subtle nuances of our profound human experience.
Flying news. Lives lost to Italy floods. At least 7 people, including 2 children, perished on Friday, November 4th, with several others reported missing due to flash floods that swept through the northwestern port city of Genoa following heavy rainfall. With 2 rivers that had burst their banks, firefighters with boats and divers helped evacuate at least 1,100 residents as knee-deep floodwaters surged through the streets and broke through shop windows while washing away cars in mud and sludge. Motorways in the region were blocked off and flights had to be rerouted. Maintenance crews began working to clear debris from highways as Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi authorized Italy's civil protection chief to provide necessary assistance. These floods followed last week's storms and states of emergency declared in northwestern Liguria and Tuscany, where widespread flooding had claimed at least 10 lives.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable. She also said that funds for urgent necessities are available.
Our gratefulness to Italian officials and personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. We pray that such weather extremes are eased as the ecosphere is restored through humanity's kinder ways.
International aid continues to reach Kuwait, Turkey. Relief efforts have been ongoing since a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey on October 23rd, claiming over 600 lives and injuring more than 4,100 in the region. As of Thursday, November 3rd, search and rescue operations initiated by the government were completed in 67 of 71 zones, with many personnel who have been working overnight in freezing temperatures. To assist those affected by the more than 2,300 buildings that collapsed and nearly 30,000 damaged, the European Union and the Turkish Red Crescent have partnered to construct temporary housing units for 6,000 people to protect them from the harsh conditions of approaching winter. On Wednesday, the Indonesian government donated $1 million in humanitarian aid, and Russia sent a plane with humanitarian cargo, including tents, while Jordan dispatched 15 tons of relief supplies. Assistance is also arriving from Turkmenistan in the form of textile products and flour, while the Syrian Arab Red Crescent flew in a plane carrying 40 tons of tents, medical supplies, and other necessities. The South Korean government also has delivered winter shelters for 2,000 people.
Our appreciation, international governments, groups, and personnel, for your heartfelt efforts to assist the quake-stricken. May heaven grace the Turkish people with resiliency as we pray that the Earth's stability may soon be ensured through humanity's more caring stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Words of a Hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond, we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are! For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass and the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
we can still save the planet. Day 444. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Hey guys, come on in. Dinner's ready.
The New York Times features Vegetarian Thanksgiving Season. Celebrating a third annual commemoration, the Well column in the health section of the New York Times is highlighting the benefits of a Thanksgiving holiday that also celebrates the lives of turkeys and all other animals. From the start of November through the Thanksgiving feast day, Well journalist Ms. Tara Parker Pope is featuring scrumptious plant-based recipes that range from soups and side dishes to main courses and desserts.
These tantalizing dishes are being created by all-star chefs and television food personalities, with some providing previews into upcoming books, such as vegan chef Lindsay S. Nixon's Everyday Happy Herbivore. Conveying her wish for the third annual Well's Vegetarian Thanksgiving series, Ms. Parker Pope writes, "We have discovered that focusing on the bounty of the fall harvest, rather than the bird, can alter your eating habits and inspire your cooking year-round. So get ready to save a turkey and savor the flavors of your most creative Thanksgiving ever." Online viewers can visit the site at well.blogs.nytimes.com.
A big bravo, Ms. Parker Pope, and the New York Times for sharing this delightful and compassionate way to enhance the Thanksgiving holiday. May people everywhere enjoy nature's plant-based bounty in celebrating the gift of our gentle animal co-inhabitants' lives as well as our own.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes 1/3 fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Cameroon inaugurates president. After winning almost 78% of the popular vote on October 21st, incumbent President Paul Biya was sworn into office at a ceremony attended by parliamentarians, Supreme Court members, and other government dignitaries. In his inaugural speech, the president asked for the assistance of all fellow citizens in fostering peace and stability as the nation strives to reduce poverty and facilitate growth toward a development goal of becoming an emerging economy by 2035. Our respectful congratulations, President Biya, for your renewed term in office. May heaven guide your governance in serving the highest aspirations of the gracious Cameroonian people.
Save our planet. U.S. scientists focuses on diet to stop climate change. Ahead of the December United Nations Climate Change Conference in South Africa, former World Bank senior environmental advisor Dr. Robert Goodland has been campaigning to convince nations everywhere that livestock raising should be the focus in halting global warming.
Dr. Goodland states that even starting with a 25% reduction in meat consumption would help achieve the goals of agreements such as the Kyoto Protocol and Copenhagen Accord set by the United Nations. In 2009, Dr. Goodland co-authored a landmark report stating that the life cycle of livestock production is accountable for at least 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions after factoring in new sources such as the carbon emitted through animal respiration.
60 billion livestock animals were raised, 60 billion were killed, and 60 billion were eaten by us. 60 billion animals of livestock respiration emits 10 billion tons of carbon, whereas the transport sector only emits 6 billion. The carbon dioxide emitted by pigs, cows, chickens is roughly the same per kilogram of body weight. It's about 2 watts per kilogram. Therefore, switching from beef to pork or beef to pork to chicken won't help solve climate risks. The only thing you can do is to reduce livestock intake yourselves. Now, if you can reduce your intake by more, and Professor Choi this morning mentioned that people go vegetarian, that's even better. That would be absolutely brilliant.
Dr. Goodland joins other scientists in pointing out that changing our lifestyles would also allow forest regeneration, which he states is the only way to sequester today's atmospheric carbon dioxide on a large scale.
Saving the planet means preventing climate catastrophe, and it's much easier than people think. People think that you have to change from fossil fuels to renewable energy. That is essential, but it's too long term. We haven't got the time to change totally from fossil fuels, coal and oil, to renewable energies. But on the other hand, individuals, by reduction in livestock production, can make a huge difference in preventing climate change. It's a very hopeful message.
Our appreciation, Dr. Robert Goodland, for raising awareness on the most crucial solution to climate change, to be veg. May we all join in efforts to avert a planetary crisis by shifting to vegan agriculture and diets today.
Livestock are the main cause of deforestation.
During a December 2010 press conference with members of the Mexican media, Supreme Master Qinghai explained that dietary change is the priority in addressing climate change.
That's why we focus on vegan diet, because that cool the planet almost in a few years. And the green technology takes time to develop and install and to distribute. Without cooling the planet, we don't have time for even wind energy, solar energy, electric car, nada. The way we are going now, scientists predict that soon we will reach even 5 degrees plus Celsius. That means catastrophe for all lives on this planet. So even if we develop green technology, it's too late. Yes. And so slow, you know that. And expensive because it's new and it's not even tried and trusted. So vegan is the answer, primero. Everything else, second.
Save Our Planet. Released on November 2nd, 2011, the United Nations 2011 Human Development Report warns that climate change-related droughts, floods, and rising sea levels could reverse improvements made to millions of people's lives, while also stating that achieving sustainable living is a matter of basic social justice.
Save Our Planet. With temperatures noted to be rapidly rising in mountain regions, along with observed shrinkage of glaciers in the Pyrenees Range, the Pyrenees Working Community and the European Environment Agency agree at the end of October 2011 to collaborate in efforts to protect against the impacts of climate change.
Save Our Planet. In response to alarm expressed by environmental groups at the presence of whales in shipping lanes, the U.S. Coast Guard announced on November 1, 2011, that ship travel in the Santa Barbara Channel along the coast of California, USA would be shifted to protect the whales and preserve the Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary.
Beauty the Blue Butterfly, a happy vegan with a health tip of the day. A study published in the American Journal Diabetes Care suggests that participating in gentle yoga classes can help people with type 2 diabetes slightly reduce their weight and improve blood sugar control. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Italy helps ethnic groups of Olac of Vietnam enhance their well-being. The Italian Foreign Ministry and Oxfam Italy are contributing to the funding of the more than 1.3 million euro project, carried out by Unity and Cooperation for Development of People. The recipients of the endeavor are residents, especially women and children, of the Bat Sat district in the mountainous Lao Cai province. Starting from 2009, over 100 sanitation stations have been established. Furthermore, medical workers have disseminated information about clean water and practices which contribute to good health. Our sincere appreciation, Italian Foreign Ministry, Oxfam Italy, and the Unity and Cooperation for Development of People, for your dedicated assistance. May many pure-minded Olaxese or Vietnamese gain great benefits from this caring endeavor.
In sustainable agriculture news, non-till planting helps Malawi farmers cope with climate change. Lack of rainfall during growing seasons has caused wilted crops and much decreased harvests with traditional farming techniques. However, by covering untilled fields with mulch made from wild grass, moisture is retained even during hot spells. The United Kingdom-based non-governmental organization Find Your Feet has trained farmers from northern Malawi in this technique, with 25,000 families now practicing this method. It has resulted in crop yields that have almost tripled. Our grateful salute, Find Your Feet, for bringing advanced agricultural methods to Malawian brethren. May the warm-hearted farmers of the nation be blessed with abundant harvests and a sustainable future. Up next on Noteworthy News, feathered friends improve their nest building through experience. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Stay tuned for more illustrious news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lucky news for a fortunate world. In animal news, Scottish researchers find that learning plays a part in avian nest building. Scientists from Edinburgh, Glasgow, and St. Andrews Universities studied footage of male southern mass weavers building their complex nests in Botswana, Africa. It was found that individual birds varied their techniques from one nest to the next. Moreover, some avian friends build their nests from left to right, while others work from right to left. With experience, the birds also became more adept at handling the material, dropping blades of glass less often. What fascinating observations, Scottish scientists! May our intelligent feathered friends be protected to flourish evermore, with God's blessings.
Please join us for a joke told in Alexese or Vietnamese entitled Mother's Home.
Mẹ em có ở nhà không? Người bán hàng hỏi một cậu bé. Có, mẹ ở nhà. Cậu bé nói rồi chạy qua tránh đường cho ông ta. Người bán hàng bấm chuông cửa, không ai trả lời. Gõ lần nữa, rồi lần nữa, vẫn không ai mở cửa. Quay lại cậu bé, ông nói. Sao em nói mẹ em có ở nhà? Đứa bé trả lời. Mẹ có ở nhà, nhưng đây không phải nhà của em.
And now for our viewers' heartline on The Real Love, a musical premiered at the prestigious Pasadena Civic Auditorium in California, USA on August 27, 2011, in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary, presenting Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite verses set to spectacular music by Oscar and 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast and guest stars including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners and nominees.
What an amazing musical I have ever seen. I have felt a real love from this great event. Supreme Master Ching Hai especially touched my heart profoundly with her words of love. I have been vegan for a long time. Supreme Master Ching Hai has inspired me to spread the vegan diet more and more. Thank you so much for your fascinating knowledge to help us be compassionate and understand the importance of being vegan at this urgent time. May you continue to bless the world and may the entire humanity switch to an animal-free diet for a better world. Tugdur from Irtnet, Mongolia.
loving Tugeldur. How wonderful to receive your beautiful note. We are so happy to hear that you enjoyed the fantastic musical performance, The Real Love. It is also very heartening to know you are doing your best to share information on the earth-saving vegan diet. May heaven's abundant blessings be with you and all the spiritual people of Mongolia.
Do you have a hardline today? We welcome your hardlines and stories. Please send them to hardline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hardline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Isten Aldion, which means God bless in Hungarian.
May celestial harmonies enrich your life with inner jubilation.